Author Bites the Dust by Arthur W. Upfield. Read by Peter Hosking. Well, before I go up in smoke and flame, I'm firing my last shot, Lubas growled. The greatest bestseller of all time, you will agree, is the Bible, read by the cultured and the illiterate all over the world. The common herd can and does appreciate literature provided it says something worth hearing with the mind. Tifford Arundel opened and moved his mouth to mock, but not the tiniest sound issued from it. Then he fell off his chair and his forehead came in contact with the edge of a stool. When he had been picked up and put back again, the powder for Blake's next shot was drenched with the general sympathy for poor Tifford Arundel, who continued to work his mouth without result. The unpleasantness had cleared by 11:30, when Ella Montrose said she was going to bed. Everyone seemed ready to retire, and the party moved into the hall and broke up. There, Blake asked Wilcannia Smythe to lock the back door after he left the house for his writing room. "Be sure to go to bed, Mervyn," Ella Montrose advised, and softly laughed. "Don't go making love over the fence to the extraordinary Mrs. Pinkney." "I would much prefer, my dear Ella, to cut Miss Pinkney's scrawny throat," he countered. Nancy Chesterfield slept soundly all through the night, until 7:30 the next morning when the maid brought her early tea. She was returning from the bathroom when she met Ella Montrose. Ella was whimpering like a child recovering from punishment. Nancy asked her why she was so upset but could obtain no explanation, and she took the distraught woman to her own room where she pacified her. At last Ella managed to say between sobs, "Mervyn, the men went to call Mervyn to breakfast. They say he's dead. He's lying just inside the door of his room. The door was shut and he couldn't get out. He tried to claw the door open, but he couldn't get out."